Welcome back to Matt Flynn Direct. Lines are open, 844-967-2789. Lines are lighting up. I'll go right to them, but I want to finish up commenting on the question and the comments of Mark of the Sack. So Rick Scott wants to run for president. Rick Scott, when he is the senator from Florida, the head of the Republican Senate Campaign Committee, former governor, but he also was the CEO of a company that paid the largest Medicare fraud fine in history, over $1 billion. And the grand jury grabbed him in front of the grand jury to question him. And they thought, you know, we're going after the company. Who's the head of the company? What was he involved? How could he not be? And you know what Scott said? You know what he said? Rick Scott said, I refuse to answer on the grounds that it might incriminate me. He took the Al Capone defense, plead the fifth. Then he runs for governor of Florida, and everybody goes, we need some of that. Florida, there's something, I got to say, a lot of friends in Florida, have a relative in Florida. But you guys, you got to start voting for really American candidates, not guys like Rick Scott and DeSantis. So Rick Scott now, to differentiate himself from Trump and everybody, comes out with a tax proposal. And it was very similar to what Mitt Romney said and killed him in that election in 2012. He said, basically, people with higher incomes pay too much in taxes. You have to have everybody pay taxes, even people with very little income, so that they have, quote, skin in the game. So if you, for instance, make beds in a motel, if you're a care worker in assisted living, you know, emptying bedpans, and you're making, now maybe $9, $10 an hour, you got to pay some taxes that you're not paying right now because your income wasn't high enough right now. Are you kidding me? Are you kidding me? And then he would then cut taxes further from people with very large incomes and wealth. And that is his prescription. And he said that the two biggest drains on the economy are Social Security and Medicare, and he wants to privatize them and voucherize them. What do I mean by that? Privatizing Medicare means that you put your money in, the equivalent of like a 401k, comes out of you, and it's going to be invested by investment banks. The ones in Wall Street, you know, you have the ones that in the 2008, 2009 meltdown, it threw 10% of our population out of work. And what they did is they sold poison derivatives. What's a poison derivative? Poison derivative is, it'd be as if once you buy this house, and they don't tell you that the lumber was soaked in gasoline. Poison derivatives are a package of derivatives of stocks. And several of them are financial institutions that were making $800,000 and $900,000 loans on houses to unemployed people. The thing crashed. One of the big investors, the big boys, shorted that investment, which meant if it crashed, he made a lot of money, and they didn't tell the pension funds who bought it. If these investment banks ever got hold of Social Security, what would happen would be, first of all, they get a 2% fee every year of everything, whether or not it made money. Secondly, they'd get something like 1 or 2% for everything that was over the S&P 500 for a year. And then if it went under the S&P 500, they had no penalty. And then they would put you in swaptions, stamps, and they'd put you in shorts. Do you know what any of those are? Any of you? Do any of you know what those are? A stamp is not something you put on an envelope. It's a subordinated tax advantage municipal put security. Do you know what a swaption is? Do you know what it means to short a stock? Well, let me tell you. You would end up, you're much better off getting your Social Security check every month, and it's reliable, and the U.S. government decides how to invest money to produce it. Do not turn this over to thieves. And Ron Johnson supports Rick Scott on all of that. Wake up. Then when it comes to Donald Trump, he goes, sure, I took all these secret documents, and that's a felony, and I flushed some of them down the toilet. And he actually ate a couple. This is nasty. He ate them. Now, you can't eat like a 200-page document, but he ate a few notes. He says, well, my lawyers have him. Well, let me tell you something. The lawyer should be disbarred. If you gave him to account, they should be put in jail. Merrick Garland, this isn't difficult. You could have a first-year law student do that. He's responsible for it. You don't get by saying that I gave it to my bookie. I gave it to my accountant, my lawyer. Subpoena them and charge him right now before the statute runs. That's exactly what he's trying to do. Run out the statute of limitations, which is 5 years, which, by the way, is what Foxconn is doing. They turned down Intel and they turned down Oshkosh, who would have created big units right on that property that had once been owned by the state and by private people and just given to Foxconn. And they would have put in 1,000 employees, each of them, at very high wages, because the statute of limitations for fraud is still open. The state settled with Foxconn instead of suing them. I told them to sue, but they gave Foxconn $80 million for the pleasure of not having to give them $4 billion. But there's still fraud, and Mount Pleasant and Racine could sue them for fraud. And it was fraud, but Mount Pleasant is Republican. Their board is Republican. They're bad news. Wisconsin is getting shafted down there. That's another example of avoiding the statute of limitations. We're going to the lines. Matt of Johnson Creek, my friend. Thanks for calling. What's on your mind today, Matt?
Hi, Matt. So I want to make sure people are following the story of the $2 billion that Jared Kushner was given. It first, it kind of seems like an IOU for his buddy, MBS, killing Khashoggi. But what it actually looks like now is that Kushner was actually being paid back for sniffing out a coup attempt by a different prince in Saudi Arabia. There's a lot to look into here, but what blows my mind is that the Republicans can spend hours trying to tease out this tiny little thread of nothing from the so-called Hunter laptop, and here we have somebody literally giving $2 billion in the open, which Kushner doesn't get all of it, but he gets like $25 million a year for this affinity fund. It's just that we need to really kind of bang the drum on this type of corruption. Is part of the reason he could never get a top secret security clearance, and Trump just had to grant him one. It's worth looking into. Thanks, Matt.
That is an excellent point. And what Matt's referring to is Crown Prince Mohammed of Saudi Arabia, who's the head guy over there, and he can torture anybody he wants. He can kill anybody he wants. He killed Jamal Khashoggi. So this guy is sort of, this prince is sort of a Chainsaw Charlie. And I will say this will disturb you. They took the chainsaw to Khashoggi before he was dead. They cut him up right there while he screamed. The guy's cruel. He spent $500 million on a lot, on a yacht. He spent about $100 million on a painting by an obscure European painter. I'm not talking Michelangelo here, because he wanted to be cultivated and civilized. Jared Kushner has his hooks into him. Jared Kushner has his confidence, and Jared Kushner put together an investment firm, and Chainsaw Charlie put in $2 billion in it. What happens with those things is the principals in the firm get a fee of a couple of percent every year. So it's not just $25 million. If it's $2 billion, he's probably getting $40 million. And they also get a slice of any profit it makes, but they don't get a penalty if it's a loss. Trump's daughter, Ivanka, got trademarks in China that were not open to Westerners. The Republican Party talks about corruption. What happened was that Kushner steered American foreign policy to Saudi Arabia. Yes, there was a coup attempt. There was also in Yemen, the Houthis are after the Saudis. We have some legitimate reasons to resist that, but this is a payoff. It's only a payoff. And somebody has got to point this out more than we have been. And I think Matt has done a very good job, Matt of Johnson Creek, just doing that. Going to break. The lines are open, 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.